Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Depths of Love, was written by Elisa Morgan. 3-year-old Dylan McCoy had just learned to swim when he fell through a rotted plywood covering into a 40-foot-deep, stone-walled well in his grandfather's backyard. Dylan managed to stay afloat in 10 feet of water until his father went down to rescue him. Firefighters brought ropes to raise the boy, but the father was so worried about his son that he'd already climbed down the slippery rocks to make sure he was safe. Oh, the love of a parent! Oh, the lengths and depths we will go for our children! When the Apostle John writes to believers in the early church who were struggling to find footing for their faith as false teaching swirled about them, he extends these words like a life preserver. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Naming believers in Jesus as children of God was an intimate and legal labeling that brought validity to all who trust in Him. Oh, the lengths and depths God will go for His children. There are actions a parent will take only for their child, like Dylan's dad descending into a well to save his son, and like the ultimate act of our Heavenly Father, who sent His only Son to gather us close to His heart and restore us to life with Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for reaching into the well of our need to rescue us and to bring us back to You. We lift up those who still don't know You and who are experiencing the emptiness of life without You, and we pray that their hearts would turn toward You, that they may be also saved. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.